You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Here's Nikki.
Hello. Good morning, Noah. I don't know why I always want to say good morning like we're live, but listen, that's the state I'm in. It's morning.
It's kind of the truth. We are live.
I mean, we are, but it's like people could be listening to this and it could be like very late at night, but it's morning somewhere. It's morning here for sure. God, I just cannot, like, this morning I did wake up feeling way better than I did yesterday. The depression has lifted. I was really depressed this past weekend and yesterday even for a lot of the day. It has to do with my period. I mean, it must. I think I have what a lot of people call PMDD on top of just being normally depressed because, you know, the state of the world and kind of seeing things for what they are. Sometimes you just are like, well, things are pretty sad, but it's lifted today. Isn't that weird how it can just like lift like a cold? That's how it feels for me. Like getting out of bed yesterday was not easy. I was in a mood. Eventually got out of it, but yeah, it's got to be that. My, like, do you have any, what are your premenstrual symptoms, Noah? Like, I never see my goddamn period coming. Maybe that's because I get it so irregularly. I'm always shocked that it's my body still functions like that, but mine's a coming. Storm's a brewing.
I think we've lined up because I'm feeling the same way. And for me, it's moodiness. Like, my mood just goes up. It's up and down. I can't control it. I really only have 1 week in the month where I feel like totally awesome and 100%.
I agree. It's like PMS is like pre, post, and present. It's all of the things. It doesn't just have, because men listening, it's PMS stands, I found out through different bits I did for shows that men don't know what PMS stands for. So a lot of women don't either, but it's pre-menstrual. And it's supposed to be like, oh, the days before. But it really, it's the whole damn thing. And I don't mean to, I realized that the reason, I just had an epiphany the other day, that the reason we're fucking insane as teenage girls is because hormones. Like, there's no, I just thought we were twats. And like, that was just a phase you go through because you're just, you know, I mean, no one can help the way they are. So I never like blamed teenage girls or teenagers for all being irrational, but your body is a swarming, roiling tundra storm of hormones. And sometimes the only thing you can do is say, fuck you, mom, and slam your room door and then not come out until everyone maybe has forgotten that you did that. Or to hurl your body onto the floor screaming, crying because someone got a car and you have to drive something like your mom's gross car or something. Well, why am I talking about my teenage life like it isn't my life now? Because my mom did get a car and now I have to drive her gross car. What is happening? I'm honestly, I was presenting a thing that would, I would cry about in high school, and it's really my reality. I have a problem where I don't like to have nice things myself, but I like for people in my life to have nice things. Like, I would rather buy designer clothes and really expensive things for my family and my friends than myself. I got my mom a car over the weekend, which is probably the biggest purchase I've ever made. It was the first car I've ever bought, because the first car I got on my own, I was leasing. And so this is the first car I bought, and it wasn't even for me. And it felt really good to do. I think I'm like really into buying gifts in a way that like people don't even need to thank me, because I get so much out of it that they do need to thank me, because there's nothing I hate more than giving something and then it doesn't receive a thank you, which, by the way, I should let go. It shouldn't depend on a thank you. Clearly, that's a hang up I have. My family does that a lot, where they'll be like, and they didn't even thank us for that, or they didn't even say anything about the thing that we did. I brought lunch for them and they didn't even say thank you. It's like, you can't, just don't do things waiting for the thank you, because your people are always going to let you down. If you're always, what's the phrase? Expectations are future resentments. So like, have no expectations for anyone. So I try not to, but I was supposed to get a Tesla right on the heels of my getting my mom a car. I was going to buy two cars in one day and just be like, fuck it. Like, I need a car. Mama needs a car. That's what I call myself. And also, my mom needs a car. Mama needs a car and mama needs a car. So I took my mom to a dealership and I pretended with Andrew, pretended like I was looking for myself. We test drove two cars and I wanted to get her a hybrid, because I just want them to be globally, they're both like, they care about the environment a lot. There's just no reason to drive a gas guzzling car anymore if you can afford it. So I was like, you're getting a high. I go, I don't know which one to get, but it's your car, so you decide. And she was just like, wait, what? And then she wanted to go. She was like, no, Nikki, no, no, you can't. I go, it's not up for debate. And she goes, well, then if that's the case, can I look on? And I go, no. You are not allowed to go on Craigslist. We are not going driving to Edwardsville so you can meet a guy in a parking lot about a Mazda that was, you know, we're going to save $600 because it was in an accident that only hit the door and they fixed it. And then the door, there's rain inside the door somewhere and it starts to smell like mildew. There's always an issue with some car that you get a discount on. I go, you're getting one here or you're not getting one. It's really, you know, moved along the process, because how often are we so paralyzed by like, I could just get a better deal. I can find something I like more, both in dating and car shopping, because I was supposed to go get a Tesla. And guess what? I'm frozen. I can't do it. I cannot spend that much money on something that I don't really care about. You know, like I just need to get from point A to point B. And my mom's old 2004 Lexus that is a jalopy and a half, even though it's Lexus, so it drives, cruises well, but it's old. That's what I'm tooling around in now. And I'm like, I don't need a car. So yesterday, and then I go, then I had a thing of like, I need a Prius. That's what I want. I just want a fucking Prius. I've been talking about this since my podcast over the summer. This is embarrassing. I was like, I'll get a brand new Prius, treat myself, because it's not $50,000 Tesla. It's not like this thing that I have to keep so nice because it's a Tesla. And it's like, and why do I need it? I wanted to get a Tesla because it's green and it's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. And it, you know, but then I also was like, oh, you know, Priuses get 51 miles to the gallon. They feel good. They're not electric fully, but, and I just, Priuses are not ostentatious. They're just like, my ex-boyfriend used to say, I love a Prius because you could be rich or you could just not be. But like, no one knows because it's just good for the, it's just a practical car. No one knows. You're not saying anything about your status, really. And I liked that. And Andrew was like, you should get maybe, Andrew's point was like, you need to get a car. And we went and test drove a Prius yesterday because he found one. He was like, let's go do this one. I have a little bit of a loyalty to the place that sold me my mom's car because those guys were nice. They let me roast them. We had a rapport. And Andrew's like, what do you owe them? And I'm like, I don't know. They were nice guys. And now I know them. So why wouldn't I get one from them if I can? So I'm negotiating with that guy via text, the dealer that sold my mom's car. And I'm like, I'll pay cash if you can hit this price. And then I'm negotiating with the dealer at the shop and at the other one. And I just got the idea that when I go with Andrew, they don't even look at me. They think we're a couple. They act like I have no, I go, I'm paying, by the way, sir. So why are you acting like the guy's like, you could put eyelashes on the headlights. I mean, he didn't say that, but that's seriously the kind of things that this guy's showing me. And then I get in the car and the inner console will not open. Like there's like one, you know, like the middle console. Sometimes there's like a top section and then there's another button for like the big section. The big section would not open up. And these guys, both Andrew and the guy really was talking down to me. There's a button. I go, sir, I'm looking at all the buttons. There isn't one to open it. And I go, you know what? Actually, let's see if a man can figure it out. I got out. Andrew gets in, cannot figure it out. And it felt so satisfying. But it's just like, I feel like you walk into these dealerships and they don't even look at you like someone who could, as a woman with a man. Then he talks to Andrew like, let's talk about engines. And it's like, why does Andrew get the insider, like the little whispering, like deal memos? And I get treated like, well the wife is, you know, she wants what she wants. Can we get it in pink? That's how I felt. And I go, I don't want to give this place my business because that guy treated me like I don't have money and that I'm not the one making the decision. And I just go, and Andrew's like, why don't we just get it here instead of going over the other one? And I go, because I don't want to give this guy my business because that annoyed me, how he treated me. And then Andrew, I guess, had whispered to him that I was famous. That's what they were whispering about. I thought they were whispering about like APR financing and, you know, horsepower and cylinders. But Andrew was like, she's a famous comedian. She doesn't like to tell people. That's what he told me. He told me later. And the truth is, I love to tell people, but not when this guy, I did want to have a Julia Roberts moment of like, big mistake, huge. But, and there was also a part of me that wanted me to spend the money so I could go, you know what, sir? You actually, I'll buy it here in cash and I'll pay more to show you. And it's like, who's that showing? No one wins in that. So I was like, I don't want to give this guy my business, even though he ended up being nice once he found out I was famous. We were like walking around the parking lot looking at used cars. I'm sorry, pre-owned cars. It's all such a fucking ruse. You say used and they say pre-owned back to you. I go, do you have any used Priuses? Our pre-owned selection of hybrids. And I go, you mean used? They're used. And it's not like a bad word. I'm like, stop slut shaming these cars just because they've had some experience. I really felt that way. I'm like, everything has to be fucking new for men. Men love new. They love not. And I'm speaking to all men. Some men love used cars. And I'm not talking about vintage cars. I'm talking about like a 2018 as opposed to 2021. I don't care. I don't care if it had a previous owner. People take such good care of their cars compared to me that they seem new. And I think that buying a new car is the dumbest thing you can do. Like, I have a friend who was a car salesman forever, and he was like, Nikki, buying a used car is literally the dumbest thing you can do. And that stuck in my head, and I will never buy a used car. That being said, I might. Well, the Tesla I was supposed to go drive and look into, I just don't care about looking cool. I just don't, like, Teslas do look cool, but I was getting them for the environment, And I know you're like, why don't you get a Leaf then? Those are $12,000. Well, those are shit. And I will get crushed. I will be a little crushed can if I plow into a semi. I mean, I don't know if Teslas are safer. I assume they are. They can, you know, go in space and shit. So, but Teslas look so cool. And I would feel so cool. I would have to keep it so nice because it's a Tesla. You can't like junk up a Tesla. A Prius I can really beat up. And if I back into something, if I ding the car door with a Tesla, I'm going to go, oh no. If I ding my Prius, I'm going to go, oh, that's okay. Well, moving on. Like, I don't care, you know? And Andrew's like, you just need a car. That's all it is, Nikki. You just need a car. And I go, I have one. My mom gave me her Lexus. It runs fine. We're in it right now. It smells like coffee because I dumped a huge venti coffee in my lap as we were going to the dealership. That was another story. I have been foiled. I have dumped 3 venti lattes over the past 3 days. No, 2. And then one other one I didn't get to drink. I've been God or whatever. And I do believe in like a higher power. Something's been sending me a sign that I shouldn't have a second latte every day for the past 3 days. First day, I knocked it over, all over a rug, all over, a whole venti one, all over this rug in my living room while I'm on a meeting on Zoom. And I just go, I laughed. I go, I guess I wasn't meant to have that. And I was like, I'm going to learn something from cleaning this rug. Like, all did not bother me at all, even though it was, you know, $7 and I really wanted it. Then the day after, I went and got 2 lattes because the one next door to me didn't have almond milk. So I had to drive across town, not across town, but a couple miles to another Starbucks to get the almond milk latte. I got 2 because I go, you know, bitch, you might want one later. Who knows? Got 2. Grabbed the wrong one. It was a white mocha. And then, so I only got 1 that day. So another drink taken from me. Then yesterday, got my 2nd latte, carried it to the car, spilled it all over my lap. Why? 3 days in a row. Does the world not want me to have 2 lattes? I don't know. But I'll tell you, I went and got a 3rd yesterday. So I did have that 2nd latte. Didn't spill it. Held it very steadily back to my place. My point is, I don't need nice things. I'm going to ruin them anyway. Andrew said, I need to have a night. You need to have a car. And I go, why do I need a Tesla? So I can, where am I going in St. Louis? Today I have to go to my orthodontist so I can pick up some trays to straighten a tooth that I've been trying to straighten since October 2016. Invisalign can't seem to get it right. Then I have to go over to my mom's house. Then I have to go. I have nowhere to go. I have to. If I was going to fucking, you know, Koi every night in Los Angeles, maybe I want a shiny new white Tesla. But in St. Louis, where my life is pretty empty, I don't need to look cool rolling up to my sister's house in a Tesla. I got to go over and see Poppy and Arlo in my new Tesla. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I just need to get my mom's junky Lexus is fine because I'm a little bit depressed and I don't think I deserve nice things. Let's get Andrew in here.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Hi, I didn't appreciate you saying coming baby.
I said sugar. I switched it to sugar.
But you said baby and then you said sugar on top of that?
Yeah.
No.
Sugar,
we're not doing
baby.
That.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly.
Sugar,
baby. Oh, yeah. I forgot we did that whole thing already.
Yeah. Dude, how did you sleep last night?
I slept good, man. I slept real good. What did we do last night before we went to bed? I'm trying to think.
Like, you looked out the window and I was just on the couch being sad, waiting for you to ask me about my love life so I could update you, but you never did. And
you just tell me, why are you waiting?
No, because like I don't want you to go. I don't.
I didn't know there were updates.
There aren't. I'm just sad. Oh. I was just sad last night. I wanted to talk about it. But the thing is, I could tell you, but I just don't want to. Men that are friends, even though Andrew is great at it, Noah, as you know, he is very good at being friends with girls. You always have, right?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I have. I really don't know, like, why. Like, it's in high school, they called me Ace. I had like 4 girlfriends that were like really close.
Yeah, where are they now?
No idea.
Missing?
I think they're all married, or yeah, they're all married with kids.
So missing?
Yeah, they're done.
From their own lives? No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure they have fulfilling lives. Some of them, probably half of them, are miserable.
Well, two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That two is half of 4.
One of them left my buddy, who that's what inspired him to do stand-up, because she left him for a guy with a bigger penis.
What?
Yeah, apparently.
Biggest fear.
Yeah.
I think that you made that up in your head.
Maybe I did. No, it really is a true story. The guy apparently has a huge cock. I don't know how I found that out. Probably through some kind of research.
Hold on, though. If that happened to you,
yeah,
I mean, that is the most devastating.
I mean, that's really any guy that a girl would leave me for.
No, Andrew. Yours is probably average from what we've determined.
Yes.
Okay. But that is your biggest nightmare. But the thing is, a woman does not leave a man because he has a bigger penis. It's like, has nothing to do.
Doesn't hurt. Or it does.
I mean, maybe it does so good. I mean, it just, that whole misconception.
You're telling me
that, like,
you haven't compared penises of like your boyfriends, like your new boyfriend, you didn't go, no. Oh, his penis was bigger than the last guy?
I mean, maybe that it went in my head, but the thing is, I've said it before, I just don't need it as long as there's toys.
Oh.
I just don't need like a huge, I guess it would be nice, but a huge, I mean, this conversation has been had a million different ways on a million different podcasts, but like some women are size queens. But that to me would not, I don't want a guy who's insecure about his, that's the thing I don't want. I don't want a guy who's insecure about his penis.
Oh, I'm not insecure.
I'm not saying you.
You are.
So your girlfriends. Okay.
We can go back to your love life. Wait.
I don't want to talk about it.
So let's just say, let's revisit the last night.
No, I'm looking out the window.
I'm looking out the window. I know, but then I look at you. I go, hey, Nick, what's going on with you and your love life? What would you have said last night?
I'm sad.
Okay. And then what?
I really miss that person.
Oh.
And it's bubbling up again, and it wasn't that way before. But I think it's a symptom of my period about to start and just like longing for someone to get me pregnant or whatever my body's making me feel feelings that I didn't feel a couple days ago. Just like really sad yesterday, really in my feelings, as Drake would say.
Okay. So when you get in your feelings, what are your thoughts? Like, are they really sad, like dark thoughts, or are they?
No, they're just like a longing of looking at your phone and trying to will it to be the number of the person or the name of the person, or like just, you know.
Well, you're going to LA tomorrow. Does it, it probably starts to rekindle when you know you're going to be within a certain amount of distance to that person?
I don't think that's even factoring in, because I don't, that's the weird part about this. I have no desire to like put it out into the world so that this person might know I'm nearby, even though that's what I'm doing right now. I hope anyone that I'm romantically involved with, please, or have been in the past, or would consider me a sexual partner in the future. I'm talking to you right now. Stop listening to this. I'm not kidding you. I don't want you listening to this. You know who you are. But, you know, reach out if you'd like a relationship. If you'd like to pursue a relationship. Because there's no way I'm just jumping into one. But if you would like to pursue one, I'm standing by. All operators are standing by.
Everyone on deck. Wait, and so here's the thing. I think if you are into Nikki and you think that she'd be into you, listen to the first 10 minutes of when I come on. And if we start saying, hey, maybe she might want to date, that's the only part of the podcast you should listen to. Don't listen to the whole podcast.
No, if someone wants to date me and has never met me, keep listening. I don't really give a shit. Okay. You probably don't really have a chance, because you'll tell me you listen to the podcast and then I'll feel too seen and I'll want to run away. So just lie to me. If we end up dating, that you haven't heard the podcast, or reveal it later when I'm already like emotionally invested and I can be like, that's so cute, you listened, I didn't know. But don't lie to me, just lie by omission, because I'm never going to ask you, do you listen to my podcast? I'm never going to put that phrase, I'm never going to say that on a date. So if you're a guy that I end up dating, don't lie to me ever, please. But yeah, just...
Also, you being listen. In St. Louis, I heard the very last part where it's like, why have a Tesla if I'm in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Well, you would have the Tesla for you, but
why? But, I'm inside it. Why?
Huh?
The inside of Teslas aren't even that cool.
It's fast.
Where am I going?
You know you need for speed.
I do need a 3 a.m. drag race on King's Highway that I hear outside my window.
Cool.
Killing a family of four for no reason, because I had to go through this light because my dad didn't love me enough.
He loved me too much and he showed me all the insides of a car engine. But then left. But then he left.
Wait,
my dad doesn't know any. He couldn't even point out the.
But your dad would get talked to by a dealer at a dealership quicker than a woman who knew, who quicker than. You know that one girl who did GoDaddy commercials, Danica.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, love how men at dealerships just like talk to you, and then they look at me like, "Oh, and we got a, you know, you could put some kids seats in the back, and there's a little mirror for your makeup, ma'am."
That's how you fell from.
Yes, I didn't like that guy yesterday. I was really annoyed by him. Andrew was really helpful yesterday. He was like, "Let's just go to the dealership. Let's do it." We got in the car. I spilled a coffee on myself. I mean, that was hilarious.
That was, yeah.
The entire coffee I spilled.
It should be in black and white and that music should play. You dropped it on yourself twice.
The second time you knocked it into my lap, the rest of it. That was the funny
tomatoes.
Part. I wasn't annoyed. It was hilarious. We were laughing so hard that...
Thank God it wasn't that hot.
When I spilled my coffee, a venti coffee, half of it, a grande, dropped into my lap. I survived, maybe a fourth of it survived. Then I put the fourth of it in a cup holder, and as we're pulling out, Andrew knocks that into my lap too. And we are laughing. I mean, it was really funny. That's the joy of like accepting life as it is and being like, instead of going like, just being like, this is so funny.
But here's the thing. If you had a brand new Tesla, would it change your personality? If you dropped a full coffee on your brand new $80,000 Tesla.
You know, I feel so upset that I spent... Because I think about, let's say I was going to get a used Tesla, $51,000.
Okay.
I think about $51,000. I am so cheap when it comes to other things. Like when I think about clothes.
When I think about
you. Know what you have you ever spent $1,000 on clothes? How much clothes you can get? Have you ever just gone on a spree? You can get three shirts at a nice place or whatever.
Yeah.
But you feel like, wow, $1,000. That's the most I ever want to spend on clothes. Imagine spending that 51 times in one day on clothes. I could have Cher Horowitz's wardrobe and Clueless. I always think about what you could get for that money. And I'm just like, is spending the extra $20,000 versus a new Prius going to make me any happier? No, it's just going to make me think about that $20,000 that I could have spent on like 20,000 or like, you know, 10,000 lot. No.
Look, I'm with lattes? You on the Prius. I'm pro Pri. You know me. I'm Prefontaine-ish. Look, I love the Prius. I have a Corolla. I obviously don't need the need for speed, you know, but I also don't have the option of being able to buy the... I get that. But I'm just saying, the Prius is a great car. It's a great car for you.
Why not just drive my mom's?
Or drive that. You're looking at... I don't think you need to buy a new car. You bought your mom a new used car.
I know.
You did it. That's the dream. Is buying your mom a car so she's happy.
Yeah, she's very, very happy.
I mean, that was unbelievable. I'm so glad that I got to experience what it's like to be successful to help a parent.
I mean...
Look, I bought my mom, a hug.
The thing is, giving gifts is very self-serving for me. I like it. Because my mom is like, did you regret your purchase? She keeps following up with me and I go, Mom... It's the only thing I won't regret. Like, if I bought it for myself, I'd regret it. Like, I don't like spending that stuff on myself. But other people, I love spending money on other people.
But do you regret... is it annoying for her to go, do you regret like that car? Or do you get that same feeling of,
no,
oh, I
hate
helped you
that.
Over
I
and
said,
over again?
Stop it, because I'm only bought you this car so that you would feel good about yourself because you don't like yourself so much that I felt like maybe it might make you feel like you're worthy... And like, just drive around in it and like, know that you deserve it. And that this is the car you should be in. You shouldn't be in jalopies. You should treat yourself to nice things. Stop. If this brings you, I literally go, if this makes you and Dad fight about anything, because she goes, your dad and I will share this car. And I go, no, you won't. It is your car, because I don't want any fights happening from this car of like, Julie, you never clean the car. I go, if Dad's not, I don't care if you drive this car and you never get an oil change. It's disgusting. You hoard a bunch of trash in it. And it becomes, you know, totaled based on your lack of care for it within a year. You can do whatever the fuck you want with it. And Dad can't say shit. You can really run this car into the ground in a couple months. And I won't care, because it's yours to ruin. It is not something that like... Because I feel like so many things in our lives, or at least in my family's life, it's like, well... We got you this nice thing and now you ruined it. You can't have nice things. It's like, well, it's mine to ruin, bitch. It's mine.
Who said this
recently? Someone had a great quote of like, someone had a great quote that I think about a lot. And I just read this the other day. They said, it was like a tweet that said, when I give money to homeless people, I don't care how they spend it because it's not my money anymore. And it's like, oh, that's a cool thing to say of like, I'm not going to give money to this because they're just going to spend it on this. It's like, either give it or don't, but you don't get to say what they spend it on.
I saw a funny tweet with a guy. They're like, he like gave money to a homeless person. And the guy's like, well, you're just going to give that to homeless? He's just going to pay for drugs with that money.
It's like, that's what he goes, done.
Yeah. And the guy's like, yeah, what do you think I was going to buy?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know. It was a very, very honest.
I think that
honest...
was on the Family Circus in the comics section in 19... 19- 86, that joke.
Hey, it's new to me.
Oh my God, that's been at every open mic since 1991. I love that you're like, this guy the other night said, take my wife, please. It was so good.
I came home the other day. My wife is blowing another guy. I'm like, hey, man, what's going on over there?
I don't understand why take my wife, please, is like this classic joke that everyone says.
I mean, I guess.
If you don't know what that is, you know, it's in reference to Shecky Green.
Okay.
It's just a famous joke of take my wife, please. Will you explain that joke to me, please?
I mean, I would assume that he is annoyed with his a lot of guys are annoyed with their because a lot of guys are annoyed with their wife.
Uh-huh.
And he can't say leave, get out of here. He has to tell someone else to take her.
That's why you think that joke's funny.
I'm just saying that's probably where the funny comes from. I'm not saying that.
Noah, do you know why that joke's funny? Because it's confusing, and I don't understand why people always cite it as like a classic.
Wait, why do you think
joke.
It's funny?
Well, I know why it's funny.
Oh.
No, what? Can I'm you explain wrong? To me? Yes, you're wrong. You really think "Take My Wife, Please" is funny because a guy is telling people to take his wife?
Yeah, take my wife, get her out of here.
The "please" is the punchline, by the way. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Well, explain it. Why "please" would be the punchline?
Because you're telling
so
him.
So "take my wife alone" okay. is not funny, right? Or is it?
Well, both I think no. are funny for me.
Okay.
It's
well,
comedy's not, subjective.
Well, you're not understanding the joke then. Noah, can you explain the joke?
I think it's just like a play on men's fantasy of wanting to remove their wives from their lives.
Okay.
That's what I said.
It's not. Well, the joke is not that. The joke is actually a play on the colloquialisms. So when you're on. Take, for example, take my guitar.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
What does that mean when I say, take my guitar? What does that mean?
Take my guitar.
No. What does it mean, actually? The way I just presented it.
Take my guitar. It feels like I'm sick of, I don't want to play anymore.
No, get it out of my life.
Wait a minute.
Thank you, Noah. If I, in conversation, go.
Wait, Noah just didn't even
She got it. She got it.
We don't know.
But maybe the listener got it. And by the way, listener, if you don't get this, I'm not saying you're stupid. I don't think Andrew's stupid. This is why I'm so confounded why take my wife, please, has become this like cultural. You've heard that before, right? Take my wife, please.
Maybe.
You've never heard anyone reference
that? I don't think so. I was thinking Rodney Dangerfield when you were doing that.
I haven't, but I think I get the joke now.
But take my wife, please. If you just Google it, it's the most, you'll hear it everywhere. So if I go, take my guitar, I mean, what does that mean?
For me, I think you're done playing the guitar. You don't want the guitar in your life
anymore.
Okay,
no, that's not it. Noah, can you
okay.
try to explain it?
I'm going to have sex with your guitar.
No.
Wait, what?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So let me explain it because I think I know what it means, but it's so funny to me. I think I'm blowing the lid open on something that everyone doesn't know what take my wife, please, is actually a joke about. Can I call my dad to see if he knows?
Go for it.
I really want to see if my dad knows.
I think there's a lot of confused people at home. I don't think think me and Noah are alone
here.
Okay,
hold on. I just want to Google. Will you Google take my wife, please? Just see really quick. And just see, make sure that it's a well-known thing. Because I think some people are being like, I've never heard of that before. But it's a very well-known joke that is quoted by Shecky Green and is often, you know, referenced in jokes. Okay. And I'm just going to call my dad really quick. And see if he understands it. Because maybe I'm wrong.
It was Honey Youngman.
Oh, Henny Youngman. Okay.
It's so you weren't even right about that.
Well, I mean, it's the same. Oh, Dad, oh,
wow,
come on.
Wow, he screened you.
I know.
Because you didn't get him
really
a car.
Try my dad one more time.
He's probably fishing.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey, Dad.
You screened her.
Why did you hang up on me before?
I thought I was calling you by mistake. I just grabbed my phone and started ringing, so I thought I called you by mistake.
Got it. I have a quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
We're doing the podcast, and I just referenced the joke, take my wife, please. You know that joke?
Yeah.
Who said that joke?
I'd say Henny Youngman.
You are right. You were right. I said Shecky Green. Was that a bad guess?
No, it was a damn good guess.
Thank you, Dad. Both in the same genre, right? And generation? Okay, so Dad, really quick, I need to just ask you, will you explain to us why take my wife, please, is funny?
The first time he ever did it, I heard it on the Merv Griffin show, and he was old then. And it's just like, you know, he's done with his wife. He wants you to take her. I'm done with
it. I know, but Dad, why is it funny though to say, take my wife, please? Please is the punchline, right? Because take my wife is not funny, right?
Yeah, well, if you're talking about, you know, like, let me tell you about, you know, something about my wife's makeup. Take my wife, for instance. You know, take my wife, for instance.
It's a colloquialism. We go, take my roommate, Andrew. Like, you're giving an example. Like, he's, right, Dad?
Yeah.
Like, if I was talking about, I've had a lot of roommates in my life, and some of them have been great, and some of them have been bad.
Oh, I see now.
Take Andrew Collin, please.
Yeah.
And then please is the joke. Take is just, take my wife does not mean, the first part does, we are supposed to, as an audience,
I think if I had context, though, I think me and Noah would have got
but
it.
But that's the point I'm making, is that joke is stupid, and why is it so well known? Because there is no context for it. People do not know what the fuck that guy is talking about, and that joke is used as like this example of jokes when no one actually walking the streets hearing that joke reference actually knows what it means.
Yes, they do. Take.
My dad, I just sat here with Noah Andrew.
But she didn't give us any. We should have heard a whole bit.
No,
I think,
but it's never referenced as a bit. It's always referenced as take my wife, please. There's never anything preceding it. And that is the problem I have with it as a comedian. And if.
Take your podcast, for instance, please.
Okay. Well, we're taking it off the air from you. But thank you, Dad, for explaining the joke that I have been hoping I wasn't crazy and thinking that was what it's about. We got to get to the news.
Thanks, EJ.
You're steeped in comedy history, though, with knowing Shelley Berman. That's a good thing.
Shelley Berman?
No, it's Jackie Green she's in.
What was the... Wait, now we've got to confuse. Jackie Green and...
Shelley Berman and Henry... And this
Kissinger.
Is like the Catskills.
No. Yeah.
This is the lineup at the Catskills.
Okay.
That's what this is.
Okay, Henny Youngman.
And David Finkelstein, who was Noah's teacher.
Who was Noah's teacher. All right, we got to go, Dan. Yeah.
Whoa!
Wait, what was the noise that Noah made yesterday?
Go make
do you
it,
have
Noah.
It?
I can't even recreate it, so...
Wait, do it again.
No, wait, hold on. I can't. Wait, I have to do the original one.
Yeah, I thought that was the original. It sounded so, okay, sorry. I thought you might have it queued up. Let's get to the news.
That I do have queued up.
So do the people get it, though? I don't know if the people understand.
No, they get it. My dad explained
it. All right.
If they don't, it's like, you know, it's a lost cause. But it just annoys me that that's a joke that everyone's supposed to understand.
Yeah, well, take it from me, please. You heard it here first. Please.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Please. Oh, boy. Gosh. You know, look, it's Tuesday. Tuesday doesn't get enough credit. It's like when you're turned 27. No one cares anymore because nothing happens.
Oh, I'm turning 37 on Tuesday.
Talk about an age. People just want you to die. Okay, so I hope you're having a great time out there and all the funs. I mean, all the swell.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy, my brain's going
dumb. Take my co-host.
Please.
Outback and shoot him.
Hey, look, it's your car now. It's your car, Mom. Drive off the cliff if you want.
Yeah,
Take your seatbelt off.
Listen, plug the exhaust with an old rag and start the car and hang out in the garage. Oh, wait, it's not going to kill you because it's a fucking Prius? Wait, would it just kill you slower? Would it kill you more
something
efficiently?
Something so funny about a guy who wants to end it all and he has a
And he's like in his garage.
For three weeks, he dies of starvation. This thing ain't working. I think it would still kill you. I don't know. If you know out there, take my car.
It's like trying to put your head in the Easy Bake oven. I used to have a joke as a child of like, I was a depressed child. I used to stick my head in the Easy Bake oven.
I heard that
joke at
an open mic.
I mean, I'm sure you did.
That's a great joke.
The level
of
difficulty on that is about a 2.3.
I don't think so. I think that's a good joke.
I'm a genius. All right.
Roller coaster.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the first headline. There are 7 money personality types. Which one are you? Are you the compulsive saver?
Whoa, Noah, you always pick such good.
Are you the compulsive spender? Are you the compulsive money maker, the indifferent to money, the saver splurger, the gambler, the worrier? This feels like a ragtag of fun people.
I am the saver splurger.
So, okay. The saver splurger shares combination of traits between the savers and spenders. It's smart with money for a certain amount of time, but may then give in to spending impulses out of nowhere.
Yeah. When my ADHD meds kick in, many good things happen in my life because I have ADD. But one of them is I want to buy things.
And you wouldn't go with me to Lululemon yesterday.
Because I couldn't go in there because I knew that my meds were peaking. And I wanted, and I was about to sign up for a class online with Ryan Tedder to learn how to songwriting. I was about to drop 366 on a class. I didn't end up
That's
doing it.
That's why you didn't come with me to the diner. You go, I'm into something now.
Yeah, because we were sitting there in our phones and you go, I'm going to go to Lulu. And I go, I don't want to go there because I'm going to spend money. And I have a friend that works there that's offering to send me a bunch of free stuff.
Yeah, why haven't you sent her an email?
Because
yet?
I just haven't had, I haven't ever felt compelled to like go make a list of things, even though that is so nice. And I appreciate anyone offering me free stuff. Unless it has CBD in it, please, no more offering me anything with CBD. I don't want CBD.
You want THC.
So many people try to DM me. I got a new CBD lotion, a new CBD eye drop, a new CBD t-shirt. It's like, stop putting CBD in things.
Well, you like weed. You don't like CBD.
I'm.
But you know what I mean?
On the fence about CBD. But I also don't give me your weed stuff. I have enough now to last me to.
Can we tell that story?
No. I mean, not yet. We will someday. I mean, I alluded to it yesterday, but it was wild. We had a visitor yesterday. It was so fun. We had company over. It was really good. But so that's the way I am. I'm someone who.
We could say something about him without saying.
I worry about money.
Who
and
it
then
is.
I. Let's stay on this topic
okay,
for now.
Okay.
But maybe in final thought. I worry about money. Sometimes I'm like, I don't have enough. Oh my God, I've been spending too much. I don't even know how much I have. And then there are other times where I'm like, get this shit away from me. I'm so rich. I am a single woman. I don't have any overhead. I don't have kids. Let me spend it like crazy. Like yesterday when I didn't want to get you a coffee for you. That was me being like, I just bought my mom a car. I buy everyone everything. I can't keep doing this. I'm going to be bled dry. And then I tighten up because I'm just like, but it's all based on anxiety. It has nothing to do with like actually feeling financially insecure. And then there are times where I'm just like, I can buy everyone everything. Like it's very impulsive. Which one are you?
I would say I'm probably similar to you. I'm probably a saver splurger. I think I used to be close to a compulsive spender / gambler, if you will.
Yeah.
But then you become, when you spend a lot of money, it's interesting if you don't have money coming in, you become a worrier afterward. I mean, it's nothing sadder than when you spend all your money and you realize no more money's coming. Do you think a compulsive spender, right, or a gambler can marry a saver and they could have a good relationship? Where does
you got to get these things under control. I'm grateful that I'm the one that's both. You know, I have both extremes, which isn't great, but I think that if I was to be in a relationship with someone, I was recently talking about being in a relationship and how my ideal relationship, I was telling my parents, is to have like a husband who doesn't work and just can hang out with me and, you know, take my money and invest it in things that, because I don't know how to invest, and like have a man spend my money in ways that will make us money, or to support a man like I would a wife, like a man would support his wife in the 1950s or the 2020s.
You just don't think you would be turned off by that guy?
No, not as long as he like fucked me all the time and like hugged me a lot and made sure our Postmates were ordered and was made sure the house looked nice. But that doesn't mean he has to clean. Just make sure the maid gets in, pay the maid, handle shit that I don't want to handle. I need a wife.
But over time.
No. Explain to me what you mean.
No, so I don't know.
I mean, I know what you mean.
You hear it. It's a common trope of women being like, yeah, I couldn't date a guy that makes less money than me because I would end up losing respect for him. Like, even if I wanted to love him, eventually, if I keep buying dinners, I can't see him as a quote-unquote man.
Yeah. Listen, I can't predict what I would feel, but I do feel that as long as someone was contributing to my happiness in a way that was like, you know, I feel like my mom didn't work growing up. My dad earned all the money. Until she started working a little bit, you know, after we, you know, in the last 5 years, never earned, maybe here and there earned a little bit of money doing stuff, but like never contributed to the family financially in any way that was like, you know, like in a big way, right? And my dad had never held it over her head, never resented her. Why is it? I guess it's a female male energy
thing.
My mom cleaned the house. My mom cooked dinner. My mom you know, got the kids dressed for school. My mom contributed in her own way that was enough to justify my dad working all day and making the money.
I get that. But okay, let's say you marry a guy, right? He's not bringing the money to the table. He's there for all those things.
Bang me when I get home. And like,
okay, now it's been
3 weeks. I get to rub his feet and like dig out his warts.
Sure, but it's been 3 weeks and he goes, you know what? I'm just tired of, not tired of fucking you, but I'm not feeling horny these days.
Yeah.
I know it's been 3 weeks, maybe a month and a half. You start thinking, yeah, but I'm paying your Mercedes payments and you're not fucking me. Like, I think the resentment would build if it's too much.
Yeah, that's called a relationship. And then you deal with, I mean, like every relationship, things change.
Yeah.
And people, you know, maybe go through a depression where they're not feeling like cleaning the house when that's their responsibility. Or maybe they don't have a high sex drive, which you count on. And that's when you go, babe, I've been working really hard recently, and one of the things I love about you most is when I get home, you make me feel so loved, and that is like your value. Like, pretty, I wouldn't say this, but I'd be like, I've recently noticed that the things that I love so much about you, I'm not getting in this relationship anymore, and I just want to check in with you and see that you're feeling good, and wondering, like, are these things that you want to return to the things that once made me fall in love with you? Or is this like a new you, something going on? And I think that, but I do think, I truly believe, and I can't predict what I would want, but if I'm set to be pretty successful, things are going well in my career, if they keep on this trajectory, I don't need a man working. It would be nice because I'd like to survive the apocalypse and be, in a bunker someday, that one that I couldn't even afford with a celebrity's I need the tech money.
Yeah.
Or, you know, your brother's kind of money.
Maybe he'll marry you.
That's a nice
I'll
thought.
Talk to his wife, but she'll probably be cool with
She's
it.
She's cool. She seems chill. Really chill.
She is chill.
Will you bring it up to her in like a casual way?
I already have. Okay. I already have.
Well, I do think that I'm glad that you started that conversation because I don't want to have to do it. It's just like so awkward.
Look,
even
I knew,
though I do love like saying the hard things to say. But yeah, I would just say, listen,
my point is
that
I just don't
like my friends to work. I want my friends to be able to hang because I'm someone who in my life for a partner, I don't need a guy unless he is available. That is what I'm looking for, is partnership and companionship. And I don't want I'm a workaholic. I don't want one.
I get it.
If he had some little shitty job that like didn't actually require that much work, I'm like, why are you doing this? I get it. Like, if he wants to work in a wood shop and sell things on Etsy, that's fine. If it doesn't take like so much time, but if he really cares about it, it's passionate work, fucking do that. If
it's
what makes
because
you happy.
Though there's pressure on that guy that if you got tired of him, right, and you also had a prenup, and you go, hey.
Well, that's why he has to earn it. That's why he has to earn, like, he has
to
stay.
I know, but that puts pressure on someone, which will maybe make them.
Well, maybe it would put pressure on him if I didn't have a job and I married him, and would I be unattracted to him if he lost a job? Probably.
I'm just saying that.
I would say, go get a new job.
I would
tell a guy, go get a new massage technique that you want to try out on me because I'm bored of this one. Your effleurage is really.
He just needs a passion.
Lacking.
He needs a passion.
Yeah.
Whatever outside of you.
Yeah. That's why I always say, like, if I end up with a guy, I don't mind if he
would go. And a woman needs
a
passion, too. I'm not just saying just a guy to marry.
Yeah.
A woman needs passion outside of her husband. Because if you rely too much on someone,
I don't want
you're
a
not
going
to ever be happy, I don't think.
Just, like, wait for me to get home and, like, dote on me. I'm just saying I wouldn't mind a guy to make. I don't like cleaning. I don't like managing. I don't like managing a house. And that, to me, is, like, a really hard job to do, to manage an entire house. It's not something that comes easy to me. And I want a man that, like, takes pride in that and likes designing, likes picking up furniture, likes putting together. Like, I don't have those things as a woman. That knows what a sconce is. That, makes our life comfortable.
I think
just the way you would probably want a wife to do those things.
I would want, but if my wife is independent and is passionate about her job, I wouldn't want her to have to like worry about cleaning and stuff. If we had enough money, I'd have a maid. She wouldn't even think about stuff
right,
like
but
that.
But I want the man to organize the maid to arrive and pay the maid. I don't want a man to clean if I have money enough for a maid, unless that he likes cleaning. Next story.
All right. Next story.
What?
That was smooth that I did. Okay. Charlie bit my finger. We all remember that. Oh, Charlie.
It's turning into an NFT. I told you this last night. I know. I'm so sad. Because I
you
was
know
looking,
how much it sold for?
I was looking for Sophia Grace and that little girl that goes, this wonderful boy with the little, she does the Nicki Minaj rap on Ellen. I looked for that original video. It's nowhere to be found on YouTube. You can't watch Sophia Grace and that little blonde girl who's not as cute, but you know, well, actually is cuter, but the one that's like standing behind her and singing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I remember it's the brunette girl and the blonde girl. They're cousins.
Yeah, they're so cute. Now they're like, you know, teenagers who are just a little bit like embarrassed at, that they were
famous. Oh, I'm sure.
Or, I mean, I don't actually know that. But anyway, you can't find it. And I got so sad yesterday. Charlie Bit My Finger, which is my favorite YouTube video of all time, is not going to be online anymore unless you buy an NFT of it.
Well, you know how much it sold? I don't know if you can
25
keep
million?
Buying an NFT.
I know,
NFT
I mean,
sells one.
Can you buy a copy of an NFT?
Potentially, I guess.
So but, who bought
but
it?
A copy, some random Charlie. 3F music. No, yeah, Charlie bit bought my NFT.
Are you in the mood for me to do a rendition of Charlie Bit My Finger?
I would love it.
Charlie, wait, my ow, ah, ow, Charlie, ow, ow, Charlie. Charlie bit me. Charlie, that hurt. Charlie bit me and it hurts. And it's still hurting. And then Charlie goes, ah! And then he falls into the...
I thought he bites him again. He doesn't
no,
bite him again.
He goes, ooh, ah, ow, ow, ow. He like, to, it's like, and then Charlie bites him. And then he goes, Charlie. I just love, most American kids would be like, fucking Charlie, and hit Charlie like a little kid. But he just goes, Charlie. Oh, yeah. And he like wipes it on his shirt. And he goes, Charlie bit me. And then the way he laughs is so cute. Like,
do you think they're going to get any of this money, or are the parents just going to get it?
No, the kids will get it.
Charlie took my $380,000. Oh, Charlie.
Charlie. Who should get the money? I think Charlie's the star of that. Actually, the boy who doesn't hit Charlie is the star of it.
I don't know. Charlie's little teeth going to work.
I think they're actually going, all the money's going to Charlie's brother for the finger surgery he had to have after Charlie bit his finger off.
Well, it sold for $760,000. It started at $99,999. I love when people do this, by the way.
To make it
realtors
seem like
do this all the time. They're like, we could sell your house for $3 million or $2,999,999.
Yeah.
And they're like, ooh, we'll get so much more hits.
This Tesla is $49,900. Oh, you mean $50,000?
Oh, 49.99. That's it. Oh, it's not 500.
But you know that I've read all these books about the psychology of persuasion. That I mean, they do it because it works. Something that's 9.99, people just go, that's cheaper than $10,
yes,
and
yeah,
they sell way more because people are stupid.
So
next,
dumb. Oh wait, but
people are splurgers.
The other thing too, though, is like these NFTs, right? They take it off YouTube. The whole value of it is the fact that it has a billion views. Like, you want to be able to show people that and see it. If you just have a video of some kid getting his finger bit without all the context,
the thing is, you can license
like,
it now.
Take my Charlie, please. You know what I mean?
You can license it now and make so much money, because if you put Charlie Bit My Finger in a Super Bowl commercial that's talking about like family values to like State Farm, you make that money back a lot more. So
but
now
do you
they
think
own
it's
it.
Still valuable if people aren't going? Like, it's like,
what
okay,
if
you
came
you
over
put
to my
a,
house, okay?
Yeah.
And I go, I have people over, which is often I go, let's pull up YouTube and just like show each other fun clips that have made us laugh. And I pull up the actually kid.
Yeah, apparently.
Apparently the news was on, and apparently I don't get to watch the news because apparently my grandpa is apparently. There's this kid that the apparently kid
You're
is
doing
so
really
cute.
Good, dude.
And apparently I was up there, and then I went down there, and apparently he's so
apparently,
cute.
I love how he says news too. He says news great.
My grandpa watches the news. One of the cutest things. So I pull up those clips all the time.
Yes.
What if you came over, I'm having a party, and I go, you guys want to see Charlie Bit My Finger? And you go, actually, they pulled it from YouTube. They don't have it anymore. I go, what if I told you last week at Christie's, I spent $760,000 for this, and I pull up a file
I go, you could have got 14 Teslas, you idiot.
You could have just screen recorded this in April 2021, but you didn't. Let's get to why do I care.
Oh, that's the other thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you could just screen record. As soon as I
Everyone run out and screen record screen Charlie Bit My Finger.
Well, you can't now. It's gone. But any other one, get those now because they go in. They go in fast. Screen record is maybe the best thing that's happened to
Charlie
them.
Have you seen Charlie suck my finger? Charlie, oh, yes.
Charlie's probably old enough for you to make that joke now, but be careful.
Okay. All right.
I first saw Charlie Bit My Finger. Bob Castrone showed it to me in one of, he was my head writer on Not Safe, one of my good friends. He showed it to me in 2008.
Yeah.
First time I saw Charlie. I remember where I was in the kitchen and I go, this is blowing my mind how cute this is. And I probably watched it 2008 times.
That and that Dance Revolution guy. I mean,
I never watched that either. Or Chocolate Rain. I never really got into that one.
I tried to start viral videos is what made you obviously it's the content. So when I was telling you about youhot.com last night, I don't know if you want me to tell this story right now.
We have a lot of final
Maybe
thoughts.
Maybe final thought.
We Andrew has an epic story to tell us at some point that I don't know. Or at least he told me a million times before and I forgot. But last night he was starting to tell me and I go, save it for the pod equals ask me about my love life or nothing else.
I'm sad.
Okay, why do I care? What's going on in celebrity news?
Why do I care?
All right, we're going back to it, folks. Ben Affleck appears to wear a watch that J-Lo gifted him, ready for this, in 2002.
I know.
Which is a long time ago, which is before Charlie Bit My Finger.
2002. Now, this goes back to when they were on the set of, not Geely, but what was...
Jenny from the Block
music video. Jenny from the
Block,
the music video. He was in that... There was a great scene where he's in that music video and he like rubs her ass. They're doing like a paparazzi shot on the boat. And that song was so good. And now he's wearing it again. Apparently, though. Apparently, when I watched the news, Ben Affleck also had been spotted wearing this at probably a few years back. Like he's worn it over the years.
Oh, okay.
Which is interesting. I wonder if Jennifer Garngarn knew that that was like, I wonder
Sounds
if she
like
ever goes, where
egg.
Did you get that?
He had a fashion egg every few years and he knew J-Lo was watching.
Watch the watch.
Girl, you know it's true when he means that watch for you.
Okay,
if
you were dating a girl and there was a piece of jewelry that she just loved because it was like fucking cool and you found out it was gifted to her by Jennifer Lopez on the set of Jenny from... I'm just kidding. That was
no,
to her.
By another
by
guy.
An ex. Yeah.
And it would be tough. I'm not going to lie. I think it would be tough. I go, well, why don't I buy you something very similar and you wear that?
Really?
I mean, it would be tough. Yeah. There's sentimental value there. Every time you put that necklace
what
on,
if I
you
got,
think of that huge cock inside
what
it.
What if someone bought me an NFT of Charlie Bit My Finger and then you can't buy another NFT? Are you going to be like, well, I got, you know, the Star Wars guy... Who falls on the ground? Isn't there some
it's like
viral
if,
video
if
of that?
You put on a hoodie of some guy, your ex boyfriend, and it's like it's way too big on you. So obviously he was a real big, strong man. Like I would, it would hurt.
I'm cozy, my big old boyfriend, and there's all this room at the bottom where his dick was. There's like a bunch of there's a dick pouch that was so big. And babe, I would wear your sweatshirts, but I like all this dick room in it for my hands because sometimes my hands get cold because I'm a skinny girl.
And what
and
if
I'm
I was
little.
Like, that's cool. I like his dick pouch. Would you respect me and love me more? Or would you go, you're pathetic,
I would,
argue about this
you
dick
know,
pouch?
No, you know what girls do when they when a guy it doesn't get jealous over something
that
they think
I
they
want,
would get jealous of? They get pissed.
Yeah.
And not me, though. I would be like, thank God I have a guy who's secure enough to not fucking care about the sweatshirt that I don't like because it smells like my ex, even though I won't wash it and I keep it in a plastic bag when I'm not wearing it. And I inhale deeply into it when I think my boyfriend's sleeping next to me and cry and look at the moon that he might be looking at too somewhere where he is, even though he's dead. But you just believe that he can see the moon from
thank
hell.
Thank God he's dead.
But yeah, I would just be like, thank God a guy, this guy is secure enough that he isn't threatened by other men because I can't have that in a relationship where a man feels, I've had that before. Let me ask you this. Let me put a hypothetical out there.
Yeah, hypes.
You're dating a girl for a while and her ex-boyfriend dies and she is so upset about it. Are you a little bit gel? A little
how
annoyed.
How did he die?
Heroin.
God, that's cool.
You know.
Hmm. It depends how she's crying, I guess.
And just, you know, really, really sad because this was someone she used to love.
I would like to think that
80 let's not do what we would like.
I know. I honestly, it depends. I mean, if the guy, you know, if the guy's funnier than me, is he better than
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I mean, he's...
He's everything better.
He was a very accomplished comedy yes. writer and had a very successful career in comedy.
I mean, I definitely wouldn't mention it to her, but I'm sure behind closed doors when I was showering, I'd be like, what the fuck? Okay, whatever. Like, now I don't have to worry about him fucking her. Kind of. Like, there'd be a little bit of that probably. Like, oh, sweet. Now he's... Unless she... digs right. him up.
Okay. Interesting.
But
just a funny, this is an interesting question to present.
Yeah. I think a lot of people be like, no, I wouldn't be jealous at all. I wouldn't be sad at all. No, but I think it depends how you're crying. If you're like, oh my God, I'll never.
I remember an ex-boyfriend was like, God, you know, it was.
How would you feel?
If your
boyfriend's ex-girlfriend died.
If I felt his tears were about the fact that he couldn't be with her someday or like it was like. I would honestly let him have his feelings about it, and I would try to keep my feelings out of it. I probably would feel like, would he be this upset if I would probably compare myself, but I would try to understand.
Here's the thing.
That he's probably going through feelings because he lost someone he knew, and death is sad.
If you cried, I'd give you 6 months after the funeral. But if you're still crying,
months, 6 months is a really long time.
I know.
By the way.
I went a little high. Yeah. I'll give you 6 minutes. I'll give you 6 minutes before the funeral. No, but
I remember an ex-boyfriend saying that, man, if my ex-girlfriend's mom ever dies, I'm just gonna really have to probably go to her funeral. And I go, no, you're not gonna go be there for your ex-girlfriend because her mom. No, that's not gonna happen.
Really?
You don't talk to this girl anymore. You haven't talked to her for years. Why suddenly would you show up at her mom's funeral?
As the hero.
Yeah, no. I understand if they're still friends and he still talks, you know, has her in his life. But like to go rescue this girl from her sadness and be this like boyfriend character because you, no, you're not going. Either you're going and we're going to talk about it. But like that to me was like, I hope this woman dies so I can show you, you ain't going. You ain't going. You can send flowers, but you're not going to like go hold her and then like talk to her sister and realize, oh my God, I kind of like this girl's sister more than I like Nikki's sister. And I get along with this family so much more. And then you just get sucked back into it. But, and it's not about me losing him because if you want to go be with someone with, you know, like I'm not going to keep you from it. But if you want to go, that to me is like, you're not over this and you can't like moveon.org.
Yeah, but
donate now.
Not, and then some of you though is like, hey, I'm not even thinking about myself in this situation. It's about the mom dying.
It is so just like, no, it's about him wanting to go rescue her and like, I need to be there for her. And it's like, she's got family. She's been 2 years. You haven't talked to her. She's dealt with a slew of traumatic issues. You can let her alone for the mom's death. By the way, you probably didn't like the mom that much because who likes their girlfriend's mom that much? Let's get to Reddit dump. So last night I was on Reddit. I saved a lot of things, including a porn thing that I really liked that I wanted to come back to. So I'm not going to share that. But
you said you were going to bring up something that we could have talked about maybe the whole pod.
Well, what do you mean?
Yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
On Reddit dump?
No, just in general, I think.
Oh, well, that's not the time for it then.
Yeah.
Because this is a segment, you know, that has like a purpose.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So we only have a couple minutes for this. Oh, okay. This was the one that fucking got me, dude. So last night on Reddit, on the subreddit T-I-H-I, what do you think that stands for?
T-I-H-I?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You're
hi, hi.
Thanks, I hate it. And that's just people posting things of like, thanks, that was horrifying. I don't want to see that. Like, thanks, hate it. So this is seriously, Noah, you are scared of birds in a way. Your phobia is birds, correct? Pigeons. Like, if you could.
Yeah, pigeons specifically.
Honestly, Noah, if any creature could fall into your head.
Say it again.
If a creature could fall into your head, any kind of like animal that's head sized or smaller, what's the worst one that could fall in your head? Like truly considering every
pigeon,
really a pigeon over this.
What about a tarantula
over
or something?
This.
Ew. Okay. Ew. What is that? Like a huge, like a monster centipede?
Yeah, that's Let a monster see. Centipede. Oh, I can't even hold the phone. I can't even look at a picture of it. Honestly, centipedes are my number one. Okay, so what it is, you guys, is a giant centipede. That's, oh, I can't even look at it. It's probably a foot long.
And it's in Hawaii. Yeah. And they put over a saucepan, they put a clear saucepan lid over the centipede to trap it. And it's just going around and around in a circle. It's on Thanks, I Hate It. Centipedes are my number one grossest animal. I used to can't even look at a picture of one. The fact that I'm able to look at this and not puke is, those are in Hawaii everywhere. And then I read the comments and people are like, those used to fall from the ceiling onto my head. One time I was in bed and it bit me. If this bit me and if this was in my bed, I would move out of my apartment. I'm not joking you. I would move. And I did move. In New York City, there was a house centipede in my bed in Astoria. I was broke as fuck. And I went to go live with my friend Mike on his couch because I could not sleep anymore because a house centipede.
Can a centipede hurt you?
I mean, they can bite, but it's not lethal. And there are certain ones that are venomous, but these are not super venomous.
I know. So essentially, it can't hurt you. No, the only thing that it can just, really crawling. Creep you out.
They're just too fast. They have too many legs and they never know where they're going. I want a bug that has a plan that goes, I want to walk from here to here. Spiders sometimes go in a straight line. Centipedes don't know where the fuck they're going. They're just everywhere and they get squirrely and they have too many legs. And it really creeps me out. They're my number one phobia with two-lane highways and also fat men on diving boards being a little bit reckless.
You'd rather have that land on your head than a scorpion?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, no, scorpion for sure.
You'd rather have a scorpion on your head than a...
than one of those centipedes, 100%.
Wild.
I mean,
the scorpion is doesn't have ADD.
Yes.
You hate.
If I found a centipede that was on
the centipede
Vyvanse,
is me before a big show and I'm walking around the green room.
Oh, God, that is probably why I hate you so much with that energy.
I'm not very centipede-like.
You're a centipede under a clear saucepan lid. That is totally, Andrew, you are centipeding me out right now.
I'm going to try to scorpion more this year. Yeah, I promise you on this tour, I'm going to be way more chill.
No, I believe that. Okay, this is another thing. This is from Sad Cringe.
Maybe.
This is from the subreddit Sad Cringe. This is Kanye. This is a clip from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And this is Sad Cringe because these are things that make you go aw, and then also cringe. This is supposed to be sad because of Kim's non-response, but I thought it was just a funny story. It's Kanye on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which he didn't appear on that many times, but it's a funny clip of him telling a story about a Make-A-Wish kid he met.
I love about the Kanye thing? Years when she was dating that tall basketball player.
He would be a friend to her. Yeah, yeah, it was a good little romance.
A little fashion egg there.
Yeah. So he goes, so this is just a clip. Let's see if we can hear it.
I saw this Make-A-Wish kid, and he said, has it ever been anyone that you ever wanted to meet, that you got to meet? And I was like, the other day I met Tom Cruise, and he was like, oh man, I didn't think of him. But he wasted his wish on me.
So the sad cringe was that Kim didn't really acknowledge his joke, which is a funny anecdote to tell that he met a Make-A-Wish kid and was like,
the Make-A-Wish kid goes,
who's your Make-A-Wish? And he goes, well, the other day I met Tom Cruise, and the kid goes, oh, that was a good one. Like he's, that's so cute. That's funny.
It's so funny, and it's self-deprecating.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful story.
But they edited it to make Kim look like she wasn't interested. If you listen to the clip, though, she does have a good response. The editors made her look like twatty, which I don't understand because the Kardashians review all the footage. They have every control of a final edit, so she might have missed that one because let's do one more Reddit thing. Sorry, my phone
just closed. Your Make-A-Wish?
Taylor.
What about as a kid? Dave?
Yeah, Zach Morris. Saved by the Bell. I always dreamed of the cast of Saved by the Bell.
Visiting. The whole cast, you think, would show up?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
how dead do you think? How cool do you think you were?
I mean, it was a really advanced, really serious cans. Okay, so my last thing that I'll share.
Canfest.
Okay, this one is Ask Reddit, and I found this was an interesting question. People, because this could have been asked by me. People who take an hour showering, what do you do? I would have added, what the fuck are you doing in there? But this person was more polite. People who take an hour showering, how long do I take to shower, Andrew? And this is not an exaggeration. This is not me just when I'm in a hurry. How long do I take to shower?
4 minutes tops.
Tops. That's a long shower for me. How long do you shower?
I mean, it depends. It depends how sad I am. But I'll go from anywhere from 6 minutes to 20 minutes.
Okay. That's too long. Here's what people said on
Ask Reddit. Well, are you mad about the water aspect? Because your dad gets mad about that, right?
Yeah, it's wasting water. And it's just I get bored. There's no phone. If I'm listening to a new song and I'm singing in the shower because there's good echoes, I will.
Did you ever go over your stand-up in the shower? Because that's something I do.
No.
I would literally, if it, the shower thing came, you know, the ones that come with the.
Yeah, I know the, about them.
Yeah.
They, yeah.
Well, women yeah, girls know all about them. Them
I've never
pussy.
Really used yeah. them as a vibrator. I was just
I hold it like a microphone and I would do my whole act in there. So.
That's weird that I have a vibrator that looks like a microphone.
Yeah, I did my act on that. It stank.
Okay, so hey-o. someone goes, these are the. These are the most classic answers to this. Someone said, I put the water in my mouth and spray it around the shower. That's insane. Someone else said, 30 minutes at most is my max when my allergies are really bad and I'm trying to steam out my sinuses so I can breathe for the rest of the day. People said so much shaving. Shaving takes me minutes. People said hot water. Having comebacks come to my brain about fights 3 years ago. Does that happen to you?
No, I mean, I will think about future conversations at times. Sometimes I'll go over like what I will say on a podcast in there.
And someone says, make a bucket on my chest and let it fall once it's full. Boobies not required. Like making a.
Oh, yeah.
That's why would you do that for an hour? These aren't real answers and I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that. But I do think
I do wonder what people are doing in there.
One, it's just relaxing. It's a massage. You get away from your family. It's an escape. Maybe you're not even in the shower the whole time. Maybe
it's a
you're
what?
Just. An escape.
Okay. I thought you said escape.
It is that too.
You're getting away from your ex.
No, I'm trying to speak with better diction because we have a cancer listener out there who we found that I talked to last night and I realized I could be the last voice people ever hear.
Speaking of our listeners, yes, that was really cool. You went live on Instagram last night and we talked to a lot of besties who shared their warts with us. Final thought. We had a couple things that I wanted to get to, but I do need to get to this one because I promised a listener that we would. So I screenshot. No, I sent it to you, right? Hold on once again. Andrew, I got a message from one of our besties yesterday from Kate, who Kate Matthews, but that's not her Instagram name. So just a random Kate Matthews. I'm sure there's many of them. So I'm protecting her anonymity. She wrote me a DM yesterday at 6:45 p.m. Please bully Andrew for dropping sushi at Whole Foods just now. If it wasn't him, please ignore this. Can you explain that? Because you were at Whole Foods when you were just gotten back from Whole Foods when I got that. And I definitely put my hand into a bag that I thought was empty and there was a bunch of sushi in it. So I know you got sushi at Whole Foods. I know you went to Whole Foods because you grabbed me some baba ganoush. So what happened? Who saw you drop a sushi? How did this happen?
Okay, Kate, first of all, talk to me in person. Tell it to my face, Kate. Don't freaking go around DMing Nikki telling me to you bully me live for dropping the sushi that I probably shouldn't have bought because I didn't even like one of the rolls. I did drop the sushi.
Did you drop it?
Because I grabbed the stuff.
Where is the sushi there?
Huh?
Just keep going.
I grabbed the Zevia, the box. I tried to grab everything in my hands instead of the little cart thing because I forgot to grab the little
card at the beginning of the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which. Whatever. So I was holding everything and then I grabbed the sushi and I put it on top. The sushi's
I love one of our
plastic.
Listeners saw you struggling with this a handful of Zevia and like so you put so the sushi slid off the Zevia.
The sushi slid, made a loud sound. I go, oh, but I kicked it. The sushi
so
with my
splatter.
So it didn't go fully down. So I stopped it with my foot, Pele style, and it slid down. And then I looked around to see if anyone noticed how embarrassing that was.
Kate saw.
Apparently Kate saw. And yeah, Kate, you could have fucking picked up the sushi too, by the way.
Yeah, Kate.
She looked at it. You know when people look at it when
oh,
you
so
fall?
So you saw Kate?
I believe I saw Kate.
Okay.
She looked at the sushi. She could have picked it up and handed it to me.
No, she picked up her phone and DM'd me that I should bully you.
Well,
did you buy that sushi?
I did buy that sushi.
And how
was
it?
It didn't fall out on the ground. Like, it was all right. There was a couple.
You didn't like one roll?
Yeah, it was a little fishy for my liking. But
don't buy fish. Fish is fishy. That's the Gaffigan joke I love. He's like, you know, we shouldn't be eating fish when one of the worst things that a fish can taste like is fish. When people go,
yeah.
I'm sending this back. It's too fishy. You mean you're fish, you fucking weirdo? Stop eating meat. Meat isn't supposed to be eaten.
So
by you.
By the way, Kate, you could have.
Yes, it is.
You could have helped me pick it
animals
up.
Animals need food.
You could have helped me pick it up.
No,
she
no.
could have helped.
Were you really helped. Struggling to get it? Pick it up.
She saw I had 14. Well, I had about 11 different objects because I was in the 15 or less.
Buddy,
huh?
Go back
I
and
did.
Get a part.
I did. Part. Okay. I did. At that point, I did because there was a line.
Noah, what was the second thing you reminded me of? Epic.
Oh, Andrew's epic story.
Oh, yeah. Well, can you even start it? We'll maybe do a teaser.
Well, yeah. No, I honestly could make the story very quick. But when I was, you know how I lost all that money. So when I was in a bunch of debt, I was like in $50,000 in debt. And I thought, well, why don't I start a website? You know, because you know me, I'm always a very big tech guy. And
you had an app idea that you took.
This was before the app idea. So it was called youhot.com.
I mean, it's like Mark Zuckerberg.
Why? I'm Zuckerberg.
I mean, he did ruyouhot.com, right?
Did he really?
Wasn't that what he did? Wasn't that Facebook?
Hot or not?
Okay. Hot or not was Facebook first.
So hot or not was.
What year is this, by the way? Because I want to. Zuckerberg did this in 2002.
This was after that.
Okay.
So this is post Zucks.
It's called YouHot.
So my idea was hot or not, but what if hot or not was a website that was video based? And it wasn't crazy. It was actually pretty smart, where people would go and they would dance, or they would show literally how hot they are. That was the whole point, or what their skill was, and then you rate it if it's hot or not. But it's a video.
Hold on.
Yes.
So you had just, what? I mean, this is not a bad idea, but also it's like,
I was ahead of the time. So that's what TikTok is.
You sat down with some guy, some web developer, and you were like, so you just,
I had a business partner, Travis.
You post something that you think, so it could be a talent. What talent is hot besides just flexing?
I mean, pretty much it's just, my thought was just going to be girls in bikinis and stuff like that. Like TikTok, like what TikTok is, essentially. Mm-hmm. So, and then you can match with each other, and then it's like a dating as well as video.
Yeah, because you had done. Is this before or after you went on a date from It's Just Lunch?
This was before. It's right around the same period of time. So mind you, so I get this. I have Travis. We each put it like we buy the domain name, which is youhot.com. Great, youhot. It's a great name. It's a great name.
The fact that you owned youhot.com is like incredible to me.
So we bought that for like $1,000. Mm-hmm. And then I got a web developer. We found him online or whatever. He was like this Indian guy. And I'm saying like he was in India. Like, and so I would be on the phone with him. I was like, we got it. Like I would check the website, whatever. It ended up working. It just ended up being a very shitty YouTube. Like, that's what essentially
was. But you really were able to have people upload video?
So, yeah. So, I wanted to upload a video to get it going. Like, I tried to make a Charlie bit my finger.
Was this before YouTube or after YouTube?
Way after YouTube. Okay. It was a very shitty YouTube. That's what it ended up being. So, I go, all right, I'm going to make a video that will go viral, which will then launch it.
Whole concept is so flawed. It's so unclear what this is.
Yes, no one really knew what it was because I didn't want to just go, you know, it's just about how hot you are. I wanted it to be about
talent.
What were
you doing at night in this time in your life? Like, what would you do during the days? What would you do at night? Like, what was your life like?
Real estate, I was still doing. Oh, okay. So this was my big money ticket to get out of real estate. So I end up making a video. This is true. I made a video. This is my big viral video. I was like, I'm going to make my own viral video, which will let the... So it was my buddy Travis was filming, and all you could hear me singing was Alicia Keys. No one, no. And I was singing it really high. No one, no. You know that song?
I mean, the fact that I was able to decipher what song you were just trying to do.
How does that song go again?
No one. No one. You take me away from what I'm feeling for you.
Yeah, so I'm singing that song. So you can hear that song singing. I'm in the garage and I'm in one of those back things.
Oh, so this is a fake thing where it's like meant to catch the guy singing badly. Yeah. Oh, you.
But I'm upside down. I'm upside down on one of those back things.
Yeah, so you're trying to look ripped too.
No, I wasn't that in shape. Maybe, but I was rubbing peanut butter all. And I'm going, I'm peanut butter boy. This was. So I'm singing that song, and then I start going, oh, I'm peanut butter boy. And I'm rubbing peanut butter all over my chest going, peanut butter boy likes peanut butter over there. Oh, the peanut. No one loves the peanut butter boy. And I thought it would just be this very weird.
Yeah, it is weird. For sure.
And then I just sent that out to everyone I know thinking like, oh, everyone.
This will kick it off. This is our big opener.
Peanut butter boy. And so peanut butter boy. No one, I mean, like maybe 20 people signed up. So
Did you abandon You Hot?
So this is where it gets good.
We
so,
have like less than
I
a know. Minute.
So essentially what happened was we pretty much just gave up on it. We were like, wow, we gave it a Harvard try, whatever. And and you know, Peanut Butter Boy, you know, I tried, you know, Jelly Man, just nothing was taking off, you know. And I didn't try Jelly Man. That's not a bad idea though. But so
look for it.
So next thing I know, I get an email and this guy's like, hey, I'm a website broker. Let me buy You Hot from you. I have a guy that loves the name.
How much longer after you launched?
Oh, after I launched?
Are you still like wiping the peanut butter out of your chest hair at this point? When
probably
you
a month
email?
And a half. Well, my chest was shaved up.
Okay.
Month and a half. That's why people take hour showers. Boom.
Hour
shower.
Bumpy mics. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I go, okay, I think I'm getting spammed here. Like, you know, I was like, okay, you're a UK dealer, whatever. He goes, yeah, my client wants to pay. What would you sell it for? I was like, I was into it probably like $4,000 or $5,000 at this point. Mm-hmm. I go, oh, we'll sell it for $8,000, whatever. And the guy's like, yeah, we'll do it. And I go, what?
You could have gotten so much more.
I know.
More.
I probably could have got fucking.
Oh,
like,
my God. You could
at least $9,000. So probably a Tesla. So before they came out. So I go, all right, I'll sell it. We sell it. And I swear to God on my life, the next day after I sell it, it is a full on porn site like YouPorn or Pornhub. Or RedTube, whatever. Wow. I could keep going. And
what's your go-to?
I didn't tell anyone that I sold it.
So they everyone all thought you were running a porn site because you had all blasted to all your friends Peanut Butter Boy.
Exactly.
And Peanut Butter Boy, had a facelift for a website.
So then all my family and friends are going, oh, wow, we could have seen this being a porn site. Good job. Like, wow, you actually leaned into it. I go, you guys, this is what you think of me? Like, you think this is where
you're
I should
go? I have more integrity than this. I parodied an Alicia Keys video where I pretended to be a guy in his garage having a Kevin Spacey American Beauty moment, rubbing peanut butter on me.
The plastic bag.
Yeah, I wish someone would have come in and shot you too.
So anyway, so everyone, and I was like, no, I actually sold it. I made money on it. I made $500.
That's great. I mean, that's a great story. That'll wrap us up for today. Thank you for listening, besties. Thank you for joining the Instagram Live last night and sharing your warts with us to those that did that.
And Kate, fuck you.
Yeah, Kate, fuck you. Honest. No, Kate,
oh,
I love
wow.
you.
Oh, so wow. Yeah, Nikki's
no,
on.
No, Kate,
bully
I love
Kate,
you.
Bully Kate.
No, Kate, if you see me at Whole Foods, do not judge how many seaweed snacks I buy. Listen, I go through them fast, okay? And if I drop them, don't you dare touch my seaweed snacks. Don't help me. I can do it all myself, Kate.
Help me.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on the show. This is the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.